time for Live and Direct, thanks to NZ On Air Music. Good God!
Yeah, Tay is performing as well. She's a young Auckland musician who released her debut album early last year. And today, I think I saw it on your Facebook, you've got the follow-up.
Yeah.
Not too far off.
Yeah, so the last one was like a bit of a mixtape. It was just me experimenting and just seeing what people liked and just seeing how I could make stuff, because I didn't know how to make music other than classical music before.
Yeah.
So I sort of learnt to produce and learnt my way through and released a mixtape of what I sort of learnt.
Cool. Oh, yeah. We'll pick up on that in a moment.
Cool.
But first, let's hear a couple of tracks.
Sweet. So the first two tracks are False Illusions and Manipulation, which are both going to be on the upcoming EP.
What's up with your amazing ass? Happy Motivation on Monday! And I'm just outside, you feel me, with the blue sky and the clouds, because it feels good to be alive. And I want you to feel the same way. So you know what? Just let me gas you up for a minute. Let me let you know that I know your situation is tough, but you're tougher, though. You feel me? That's bullshit, and you a big fucking giant. You hear me out in here?
To talk, no need to beg, no need to be what's in your head, no need to blame, they're all the same, that you say isn't your name. I've never been my own, I belong to my sad thoughts, at least I've never been alone, got me in my zone.
I've been talking to the ceiling lately. It's been dark, but I've been dreaming, baby. False illusions claim me. Maybe I've been talking to the ceiling lately.
Step into my mind just a minute. Welcome home, hold the door, sit back, recline till I'm finished. Untangle thoughts like Rapunzel in a tower, combing through my brains, trying to find a superpower. Can't see the struggle till it's written on my face, and can't understand till it's their baby's hand. Guess it's just a fact of living in the human race. Gotta keep that steady pace, showing them how happy tastes.
No, I've never been my own. I belong to my sad thoughts, at least I've never been alone, got me in my zone.
I've been talking to the ceiling,
yeah.
It's been dark, but I've been dreaming,
baby. False illusions claim me, maybe I've been talking to the ceiling lately.
Yeah, nobody seems to feel it like I do. See the truth in what is real like I do. And maybe it's some bullshit voodoo, but I know that what I do has consequences. Like false pretenses, like singing songs about my mental state and telling them they're wrong when what they say is just motherfucking clickbait. Like arguing with oppressors when I'm just looking in the mirror. Talk to me in tongues I used to understand much clearer.
No, I've never been my own. I belong to my sad thoughts, at least I've never been alone. Got me in my zone.
I've been talking to the ceiling,
yeah.
It's been dark, but I've been dreaming,
baby. False illusions claim me, maybe I've been talking to the ceiling lately. I've been talking to the ceiling.
No need to talk.
Don't let nobody take your spirit.
Do you feel about Fridays, yeah? The long drive home, headlights drifting sideways, yeah. Face forward in your zone. How do you feel about Fridays, the long drive home, reckless and drunk on your mobile phone. Calling like you never called me a bitch. Talking like I ain't the Lilo to your Stitch. I'm an angel in your eyes. Those pretty brown eyes is the reflection what I'm wearing in disguise. Manipulation. No. Put the man in manipulation, living in your twisted imagination, lying, cheating, full-time occupation. Occupy my life, you've been on my mind though, but it ain't enough unless you got my time though. I can be a shady one and let your ass go, 'cause I'll never be enough for you, boy, no. But baby, even though you try to hurt me, I just can't get over you. And so I go and I lie and I lie and I lie to myself. I'm someone else, I'm somewhere else. Pretend that I can't hear myself.
Performing live in the 95 BFM studio for Live and Direct.
Yes.
That's bloody great.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
What was the name of track one?
False Illusions.
And what was the sample?
The sample is from an amazing Instagram icon, Just Livin' Baby.
Yep.
I think the tag is JSTLBBY. Yeah, she's awesome. When I was going through my breakup with my ex, I sort of was struggling to, I don't know, just come to terms with it, I suppose. And I had always been following her, and then just one day one of her motivational Monday videos popped up, and it was just oh my god, yeah, yeah, I'm a fucking giant. Yeah, like I can tackle anything sort of thing. And it was just so like empowering to me. And that was just, yeah, like the power of words on Instagram. So yeah, I just sort of wanted to include that because it made me feel good sort of about myself. And yeah, I guess the song kind of tackles mental health things. So I sort of wanted to include that because that was part of my journey. Yeah.
And track two?
Track two was Manipulation.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's the sample at the beginning of that. That's actually just from an old record. It's some orchestra, and I just morphed it and made it sound real wacky. And yeah, sort of, yeah, that was the beginning of the track. And then I was like, well, the song's about manipulation, so I'm going to like manipulate the whole track, and I'm going to end it with my own composition done like by myself sort of thing. And yeah, so that's how I ended it. And like, it's a bit drawn out, but yeah, I'm pretty happy with it. the people who know will appreciate it.
Did you play all the instruments yourself?
Every single instrument apart from the violin, who I had to, I had to get a friend of mine who is an awesome violin player to come in and record. Yeah,
I only asked because when I was watching the grow room session you did.
Ah, yes, of course.
You just like. There was like the accordion.
Yeah, random instruments.
And then the saxophone. And I was like, oh gosh.
Yeah.
The piano, which you had trophies for.
Yeah.
what else are you versed in?
Little bit of guitar, little bit. Like I can make up stuff, and I know like the basic chords, but I'm not a master at it. What else do I play? Yeah, just like basically any wind instrument I can pick up, just because of my saxophone, like. Background, so yeah, and it's like the same with most instruments, like apart from strings, I cannot do like violins, cellos and things like that. That is just, that's, yeah, that's a bit far for me. But
you alluded to having a classical music background, and again, I go back to that growing video. You said you've kind of flipped it on its head, learning how to produce. Yeah. How are you going about that? Have you gone to like mains or are you?
No. I was just
YouTube tutorials.
Yeah, basically, yeah. But what happened was like 2016. That's when I started uni, and I just ran out of time. Like I couldn't focus on uni and like being a professional classical piano player. Like it just wouldn't work out. Like it's quite a lot to take on. So I was like one or the other, and yeah, I wanted to branch out into something new because I'd been playing classical piano since I was 5. So it was sort of like, okay, I'm kind of ready to try something new. Bit of pressure from mum as well, all about the career. What sort of career are you going to have? She's sitting there. She could tell you all about the trophies.
Calling
later.
You out, mum.
Yeah. But,
mum's in the corner as well.
Yeah, filming everything, as usual. But but I was missing music, you know. I was sitting at uni and like it's not enough to just listen to music, you know, like listen on the bus and everything like that. And I was like, but it's not the same as when you're playing it all the time. And I just, maybe because of my like loner sort of vibes sometimes, I just decided I didn't really want to be part of a band or anything like that. So I was like, I'll just try and learn to produce. And like at the time, one of my favorite artists was Tinashe, and she sort of started out her musical journey producing mixtapes in her bedroom. And that's how she got to where she is. So I was like, okay, well, if she can do it, like she did it at the age of 16, like surely me as a 18, 19 year old, I can figure it out too. So yeah, I just YouTubed what to do and downloaded Ableton, and it was just all go from there.
Sweet. How do you stay motivated? I mean, in a band situation, it's you're generally motivated by your peers.
Yeah.
Yeah, how does that work?
Oh, it's really hard. It's like, yeah, there are some days where I just sort of stare at the computer. I'm like, maybe tomorrow. And then it becomes like maybe the next day. So I sort of, I had quite a bit of a slump last year, like where I wasn't really making any good music or any music at all. And if I was, it was really bad. It was like so subpar and it wasn't me. So I was just like, I'm not going to push it.
So what do you mean by it wasn't you? What did it sound like? Was it hard rock?
It sounded like, I mean, I could play a snippet. No, it was nothing like hard rock. I could play a snippet, but I honestly think it was actually because I felt really limited in the software I was using. I was using Ableton, which is really great. Like, it's awesome. but I think I was a bit limited because it doesn't have a lot of the features that other programs do. So, I mean, yeah, all I did was download Logic and and then all of a sudden, like, everything sounded so fresh and new, and I was like, oh my gosh, like, that's all it took.
How are you finding it though? Because isn't Logic, I've heard that Logic can get quite buggy once getting larger file sizes.
Yeah, like, oh God, I was like working until early hours like the past couple of days, and it gets to like 1 a.m. or so, and the whole thing just starts like, yeah, freaking out on me. There's like a dip in one of the songs, I think Manipulation, where it sort of just every instrument dips. For some reason, Logic was bugging out on me and just kept the dip. So everything just sounded like muffled and gross. And I was like, what is going on? So yeah, I just took exiting the thing and reopening it. But the good off on solution.
Yeah. I guess maybe could we go back to your musical beginnings? It was piano.
Yeah.
And how did you want to play piano, or did somebody want you to play piano?
No, of course I didn't want to play piano. I was five. I don't even remember being five. I think I wanted to be a kid, but you know, like all parents, they just want you to they want you to experience everything. So, I mean, I was put into a lot of different stuff, not just music. Like I went and did swimming, and I went and did, you know, art classes and maths classes, and music was just what stuck. Like, that's just what I excelled at. So,
and why do you think that is?
I don't know. Maybe people who believe in God might say it's a God-given like gift or whatever, but I just think it's just what I'm in tune to. Yeah, excuse the pun.
Early before, I mentioned house music, and you're like, no,
it's all R&B.
R&B.
That's probably why I'm so mellow, because all I listen to is just sad songs.
Is there a particular time period or a particular type of R&B that really that
stands out to me? Oh my gosh, like early 2000s R&B. I mean, that's like the pinnacle to me. But however, like with that said, nowadays, like, you've got all these other subgenres like alternative R&B and like neo soul and all that kind of stuff, which actually it all just ties in together. Like, what did I hear? I heard on the radio today something about, actually I heard it on BFM, genres being like a marketing tactic that was just made to, like, you don't have to be secluded to a genre. Like, it is a marketing tactic to make money. But yeah, so I do actually branch out from R&B, by the way, that was a joke. I listen to a lot of other stuff, like a lot of hip hop, yeah, a lot of country actually, like every now and then I'll jam some country, and yeah, I listen to like a mix of different things, so yeah.
Tell me about this new record.
My EP will be dropping. I can't give you a definitive date.
That's okay.
Which sucks, but that's awesome.
It's coming soon.
That's an awesome part about being independent. I don't have a set date, but I really want to release it before Others Way. So hopefully within the next week, it will be ready. Like, the tracks are there. I just have to get it mixed and perfect so that everyone can listen and enjoy it to perfection. But yeah.
And what were the sounds that you were kind of trying to emulate or put forth?
Yeah, I don't think I was trying to emulate any sounds as such. It was more so, again, like experimenting, because now I was using like a different software and I was like, well, what can I do with this software? And yeah, like, I suppose, like, listen, I actually sampled a lot more in this EP than I did in the mixtape. Like, I use samples more frequently or more throughout each song. As opposed to the last one. I think the last one I only really used one. Or two, yeah, one actually, yeah, one sample. And this one I use a sample basically in every track.
Do you hunt for a sample, or are you...
I have hunted for samples, and it's the most awful experience ever. It's really awful.
How come? Because you just can't find the right one?
Yeah. Like, I'll plug this now, but I've got a project coming out September, I think. I wrote a track for a play that's being put on at Q Theatre called Orientation, which is... briefly, I'll just explain. It's about Asian heritage in New Zealand and like being Asian and what that means. Being a young Kiwi coming to terms with your heritage and the push and the pulls and all that kind of stuff. so I wrote a track for them, and they were like, oh yeah, like, let's incorporate some Asian sounds. So I was like, okay, sweet. And so I went onto my favorite YouTube page, which is Andre Navarro. I don't know if you've heard of him. Oh, you have to check it out. It's the best. Actually, don't, because you might get him taken down if everyone goes on. But he's awesome. He posts like these old records, like in full length with like the cover and everything. It's so cool. And he documents it really well. Like every day there's about five different records that go up. It's awesome. So yeah, he's like my go-to for old stuff. And yeah, he has a little playlist for Japanese music, and I was like, right, that's the one. So I just opened up the playlist and just started. Basically, I just clicked on the first one and started going through and tried to find sounds and things from within the music that sounded authentic to different Asian cultures, I suppose. But honestly, that didn't work out for me because a lot of it was very interpretive. A lot of it was sort of I don't know, like particular to that song, and like it just made it very difficult to sample. So I just ended up actually finding a really crappy YouTube video of this man from Thailand playing this old ancient like marimba, and the quality of the video is so bad, but I managed to find a snippet of it that worked really well, and I just sampled that and chucked it in, made it sound good on the on the old Logic, and that worked out for me. So it was actually easier to stumble upon sort of random things that you wouldn't necessarily suspect at first.
And I think, you know, when you're just talking about the quality, we're so tuned to like kind of low quality MP3s or poor audio these days. Yeah. That it gives it its own like je ne sais quoi, you know, it's like its own thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. Oh, great. Well, make sure you send through that track.
Oh, yeah.
When the performance is happening.
Sure.
And what's the song we're about to hear? We've got one more.
Right. So this song is the title song of the EP. So it's the Alone one. So a great one to end on.
Not alone though, I must say. Aside from Sal Valentine and the Baby Shakes, there was about 15 of them. This is probably the most people we've had in studio.
Yeah,
has brought family and friends.
Yes.
Do you want to give them a shout out before?
So shout out to Mummy, Mama Lou. She's filming in the corner there, not even looking at me. Shout out to Noah, who also has music coming out soon. So I'll plug her. Shout outs to Ab, who has been to like basically all of my BFM things before, and shout out to Stace as well. She's awesome.
Shout outs to Tay. Thank you so much for coming out.
Awesome.
And now the alone one.
living our lives, thinking that we sacrifice when all we do is roll the dice. What's the number, roll the dice? Hey, what's the number? And giving up is hard enough, making up excuses just to make love. Making up excuses just to make up, just to make love. Another heartbreak patch up. And you thought I made a choice, but I never had options. I gave you my love once, you better take that L and run. And you thought I had a plan, I'll let go of your hand. Maybe I'm the wrong one, but now I'm the alone one. The alone one. The alone one. The alone one. And now I'm the alone one.
That was Live and Direct, thanks to NZ On Air Music.
Hello!